Okay.
Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm in the studio here, in the studio of my office, with Marta Briggs and Abby Havend, two lovely blonde bombshells, actually.
Thank you. Flattering, thank you.
And we have just stood up, actually, to open up our... What was it, Abby?
That was our a lot of relationships with our body stance and our moves.
Yeah.
So we're just lifting our arms up and getting ourselves opened up. And
so we stood up, stretched, opened up our lungs and arms, and got ready to chat.
Yep.
And we're standing
good.
Up. We're standing up in the office.
Yeah, lots of energy, lots of positive energy, too. We all pumped up about the BAM boot camp.
BAM boot
right?
camp. Which we are here to talk about, the BAM boot camp. And the BAM boot camp stands for Ben, Abby, and Marta. And I'm really excited to be working with the ladies, in this new program that we have. That's going to be starting on May 4th to May 30th. For 4 weeks, we're going to intro it with a four-week outdoor gig, which is going to be fun, inclusive, and pretty bloody potent.
Yep.
Exactly.
Yep. Pretty intense, and we have a purpose here to really kick our fitness routine, our life to the next level, and to use this as a platform to really achieve extraordinary results, right? Because that's what we want to do here.
Short term, you'll get, you know, ready for summer.
Oh, yeah. Short term, bikini body.
Exactly.
Yep.
I like that. I like a bikini body for summer.
Yeah.
Pretty nice.
Yeah.
So, just a quick intro, because both of you ladies have been training here at Beak Athletics with us for quite a while now. Abby's only been here a short time.
Close to a year.
Really?
Coming up on.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
So am
time
I.
Quite. Okay, so both spent similar
so
time. And when we discuss the subject of doing something like this, it's been on our minds for a while, and we finally talked about it, bringing it to fruition. Both you ladies both work in fitness, so just give us a quick synopsis, Abby, if you want to start first about how you got involved in fitness and what you're doing.
So I started, my background's in ballet, in classical ballet. I danced for years, performed professionally, and when I kind of hung that up, really wanted to be involved in movement still, so I started teaching fitness in 2005, and that kind of took me through a bunch of different class types and kind of always looking for more, something a little more intense, looking, and finally came here and feel like found my niche and have seen my strength, my ability, my body kind of hit a new level. So for me, this was like a no-brainer to want to be here and part of all this, and then kind of giving that to other people. So I'm really pumped about this. It's going to be good.
Cool.
Yeah.
And where have you been? You've been working down in Greenwich for a start?
Yes, I've been working at Equinox in Greenwich and Darien for a few years, and then a few other gyms, Stanford and Manhattan and Boston,
right.
Kind of around along the East Coast. Yeah.
Yeah, so teaching classes for quite a few years. Daily.
Yep. Daily, yep. Yeah. This is my jam. This is what I do.
Yeah, you do.
It's not just a little hobby. It's, you know, what I'm passionate about, what I love doing. So
awesome.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
It's great to be able to now do this in my neighborhood. You know, in my area, with my people, not far away anymore.
Yeah, cool.
Good,
awesome. And Martha?
Yeah, so, you know, I've always loved exercising. I started working out when, I was probably 16 or 17 and started a crunch. Then I was at Equinox, never took your classes, but I wish I did. But, I freaking loved it, and I always wanted to get certified, but then life happened. I had to support myself, so I just worked corporate America and took lots of classes at Equinox. And then I moved to Connecticut in 2011, and you know what? I said, okay, maybe this is my chance to really do fitness. So I started working at... Actually, I've worked at different places up in New Haven and then Southport Athletic Club, which is right around the corner, and I started there in 2012. So I've been there for a while, teaching my own sort of boot campy class with light weights, so high rep scheme and lots of cardio, different moves, you know, lots of energy. I really like good music, good energy, and pump everybody up. And then just a year ago, I got my Pilates certification, so Mat Pilates. And that really, you know, helped me with my core, actually. And, you know, after having a baby, really brought my waist to where it was or even better.
Mm-hmm.
And I really love sharing that with people. Now, coming here to BK, that really totally took my fitness and my athletic abilities to the next level. Because I've done CrossFit for about 3 years prior to coming here, mm-hmm. so this is my fourth year. But in this 1 year, I've accomplished amazing results. And I attribute that to the trainer, which is the letter B in the BAM bootcamp people. You know, so just your ability to push and to explain the movements and to really, whenever I would doubt myself, you would say, no, give it, do this, give it a try. And I would, and then I would just do it. And that was pretty amazing to me. So, you know, for me, it's very exciting to do the BAM boot camp. The BAM boot camp.
BAM.
Because, you know, this is a chance to give it back to the community and to learn more from you and to really spread the word and help people to get to the next level, because it just feels amazing.
Good stuff. Where are you from?
Poland.
There you go.
Hey.
So we've got an international flag.
Oh, yeah.
We've got the Aussie, the Polish, Les, and the American, American with us. And ladies, I mean, you're both mothers.
Mm-hmm.
So just tell us a little bit about that.
I mean, that's a big balance. I have two children, almost 5-year-old and 15-month-old. So, you know, that I understand that side of it, about trying to make time for yourself.
Yeah.
You know, I found with my experiences, I'm better in my role there when I'm taking care of myself. That always
right.
has to be priority,
right.
or you're not serving anything in your life very well. But I understand that balance, and Marta does as well, that, you know, it's a sacrifice to make time for yourself.
Yeah.
You're always going to be sacrificing something, but it doesn't devalue it. So, yeah. What about for you?
You know, I just, I have a jogger, you know, the stroller thing. And, you know, I like being active with my child. You know, when I do air squats, he imitates me, you know. And, but again, it is a balance. But I find that if I exercise, if I eat well, I have so much more energy to give both to myself and to my son.
Right.
Because a lot of my clients, they'll say, oh, you know, I can't do that because, you know, I don't have the time. And, you know, if you give yourself to exercise and eating really healthy and having that really healthy lifestyle, then you have more time to give to your family. And the time you have with your family is of higher quality because you're more present, you feel good about yourself, you can run after your kid, you can pick him up, you know, my son is over 2 years old. He's freaking heavy.
Right.
You know, but it feels good because I'm very physical as a result of coming to BK Athletics. So it's definitely, you know, just exercise for me totally improves my quality of life. And, you know, the one thing, too, is, like, this is a radio, so you can't see this bombshell Abby from United States. But, you know, she looks amazing, and after having two children, I feel pretty good about having one kid. And even after 6 months after having him, as a result of doing CrossFit and as a result of working out.
And
you know,
it's about making it a habit, right?
It takes
a couple of weeks to set that habit. So 4 weeks into this, it becomes part of your routine. It's your daily life. And it just becomes something that you integrate into your world.
Which brings me to the point of the BAM boot camp and the emphasis on the BAM and the boot camp that go together, and with us three in the room here, is that we really want this program. First of all, it's going to be run, we're looking to run this the first month at 5:30 a.m. and 9:30 a.m. 6 days a week. We're looking at and then on Saturday morning it'll be at 6:30 a.m. for both groups with a Sunday rest day. We really want the emphasis to be on participation and a commitment. Are you ready to commit?
Mm-hmm.
We want people to be here 5 days a week. It's going to be challenging. We don't deny that, but we do also know that through consistent application to training mm-hmm. and turning up, you will get great results.
Mm-hmm.
And we can absolutely guarantee that you'll walk away after this 30 days with a better fitness level. And we're going to do some testing at the front end and also on the last day. But we're also going to we're going to educate you on as we're going through, and we want everyone to dive into it and just turn up, and we will do the rest. There's going to be two coaches on deck at every session, and we're going to be doing some training outdoors here. We're going to be down at the track. We're going to be down the field. There'll be dumbbells in our hands in most sessions, if not all. And it's going to be fun and inclusive for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter if you're a CFP athlete or a person that is relatively sedentary. We feel that this program can be for everyone.
I think Martin and I both, in our group fitness backgrounds, have a lot of experience with people injured or
right.
I haven't worked out in 10 years, and then others who are training for marathons. And we're used to that. Getting the group together and making it work for everyone.
Yeah, and
you obviously are as well. But
yeah,
that goes
and,
without saying.
Yeah, and and even though we're here, we're fit, and we're bam ready to go. But the thing is that I wouldn't want our clients to feel intimidated
right.
or feel
right.
like, oh my God, I can't do it. This is too much. Five
sure.
days a week, 6 days a week. Oh my God, because we're designing those classes and this programming so that, wherever you are, we can meet you there. You have two coaches per class so that we can address the needs of people who are maybe just starting off.
Correct.
Maybe this is
mm-hmm.
your first time ever exercising.
Right.
And then we can bring the intensity up for people who have been doing this for a while
right.
and they just want to take it to the next level, just like
yep.
when I came
mm-hmm.
to BK from another CrossFit.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So, and the thing is that we're here to push you, so we might sit there or stand there and be like, come on, do another rep. You can do it.
Mm-hmm.
But we're also here to nurture you and to really embrace you and to help you. It's sort of like coaching, just like you, Ben, did to
mm-hmm.
us.
Mm-hmm.
I was pushed many times where I was like, shit, oh, I'm sorry. This isn't public radio. But
I can edit that.
Okay.
I can edit that. I can't.
Beep. but that's what happened. And sometimes I was pushed, and then the next day I was encouraged, and it was a great balance for
right.
me. So, don't be afraid, people.
No.
Right.
And my take on this too is this isn't per se going to be a weight loss challenge at all. It's not going to be like that at all. Actually, I'm going to encourage that we're going to be eating quite a lot of food. We are going to be, because you are going to be burning calories every morning, and we want to really set the day off on a great note, be it at 5:30 a.m. or 9:30 a.m. in the morning. We have spoken about with our coaches here about giving you some tools to help you succeed, and those tools are tools that have helped me in my training. So we're looking at giving a package. We're not giving a package. We've got a package together, a discounted package of Master Amino Matte Pills, two boxes of UCAN protein bars, and also a bucket of UCAN powder, which is going to be $120. And it's not for you it's not compulsory to buy that, but I do believe that if you take these products, you will have a very, very great leg up for sustained energy throughout the day and also for
mm-hmm.
your training. The key point for me with people who do want to lose weight is the number one priority is to balance your blood sugar and your glucose levels. Now, if we can do that, you've got yourself in a great a great advantage to lose weight. If you need to, or drop your body fat down. So by taking these products as well as just eating whole foods, it doesn't matter if it's gluten-free or not, or grain-free or not, I just want you to eat whole food products. And by balancing blood glucose and blood sugar, you will be on the right track to feeling great daily. So if you feel good, you'll perform good and you'll look good.
Mm-hmm.
So... that's going to be advice for people, and and that's a discounted rate for people if they want that. If they don't, that's all good as well. But
yeah.
It's going to be a It's going to be a good, and also sleep and hydration is going to be very, very important. It's going to be key.
Exactly.
If 5:30 in the morning is going to be, we want to make sure that people are getting quality sleep before coming to our session.
Yeah, of course. And you know, just one as a side note, sort of in on the same topic, is that although, you know, we are not nutritionists, but we've been doing this for a while, right? Mm-hmm. So we know what works. And we know what nutritionally really works. I mean, Abby, you've been doing this for a while. I've been doing this. You have been doing this, studying, reading. You know, on the BK Athletics website, you post, you know, information that's research studies and key sort of ahead of the game information on how to really keep your body in the best shaped by, you know, nutritional supplements and the right foods that you're eating. So we really want to offer our clients, you know, the same advice and the wealth of knowledge that we have, we want to share with people so that, you know, because it has to be several prongs approach to doing this.
Sure.
And that's, you know, training, nutrition, rest,
sure,
you know, all that good stuff. And we're here for you. So if you have questions or, you know, concerns, you can come to us, you know, after class or email us so that we can answer your questions. Because, you know, in those 30 days, we really want you to feel really super pumped up that this is your chance to really launch, you know.
Maybe summer.
Yeah, exactly.
And feel free to rely on us. I mean, for me, I know I can speak for both of you, too. I mean, we're here for all of you, for everyone of us.
Yeah,
Very caffeinated here this afternoon. Have a little stand for a while. Sorry, Abby, what was that?
No, that's okay. Yeah. Just that, you know, it's not just about pushing yourself in the workouts, but also that you have three people here who are ready to support and be that extra shoulder. The days when it's like, oh, I just can't do this. Can you give me that pep? Like, that's kind of the point of all of this, you know, signing up and getting that extra boost from, I think, three people who really want to help you get there.
Yeah, and also, I mean, this boot camp that we're looking at starting is also a great way for people who would feel intimidated about CrossFit or getting involved in CrossFit to actually, you know, get involved in fitness and a bit of a higher
intensity.
It's a gateway drug. But also a good way to get exposure to some, you know, quality coaching and the community involvement of BK Athletics members and feel like you belong. Because the program is for everyone, and we want it to be inclusive. And it's going to be fun, and it's going to be high energy.
If my ballet dancer arms can do it, anybody can
do
it.
But, and, you know, I love the fun part. You know, I'm excited about it. I'm excited about, you know, being outside in this freaking weather with some super good music.
You want to swear again, don't you? You want to swear.
I know, right? I can't swear at home. I have a 2-year-old, so I'm like...
Okay.
So, but, you know, having fun and, you know, being pumped up and, you know, sweating with everybody, you know, getting down there. And really, you know, enjoying ourselves. And even though it's 5:30 a.m., what a way to start your day.
For sure.
You know, yeah. And you know what? For me, when I work out earlier in the morning, my food is so much better.
Yeah.
I'm eating better. I'm feeling better. I'm more energized.
Yeah.
You know, I don't have to drink as much coffee, even though we're drinking coffee right now. But, you know, it's like because my body's just feeling so fueled by both exercise, all the endorphins. I feel more positive, you know. And then when you work out later in the day, it's usually harder. Usually you probably, you know, maybe you were tired, ate too much sugar, drank too much coffee, and you're kind of like not so excited. So I think this is an awesome way. And now it's getting lighter out. Spring is here, so don't be intimidated by the 5:30. If we can do it, so can you.
It'll also be an option for 9:30 a.m. in the morning. We believe that there's going to be a lot of mums that, you know, will want to do this program.
Definitely.
So we would love our BK Athletics members to promote this and let all their friends know about what we're doing. And this is for men and women, both. I think it'd be great for, you know, there's great for people who are doing Spartan Race or any of those races as well, because of we're going to be utilizing some hills and we're going to be utilizing the track and we're going to be utilizing some tires, and it's going to be super fun and varied.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, just before we ran out of time, I just want to circle back to you, Ben, because we've talked about our background a little bit, but what is your background? And you're so educated in this field, and I feel like this is your thing, your career, and I was so impressed after coming to BK. So,
thank you. Okay, in a nutshell, being here for 14 years, my background has always been rugby league for all my life since a very young age. And, you know, I actually owe my life, you know, to the game of rugby league and the physicality of it and the nature of the sport, which is a very, very tough contact sport. When I fell into CrossFit, I'm just going to just go off on a tangent here. When I fell into CrossFit, I fell in love with the sport because of, or the sport and the program, because of the relationship between the rugby league and CrossFit. Because of the, you know, when you play rugby league, the contact is very, very primal. It's very aggressive, and it's very, very team related. It's a team sport, so it's very, very much. You're in it together, and you're in it with your mates, and you want to succeed, and you're diving into the trenches together. So I just truly feel that, you know, CrossFit is like rugby without getting hit, you know, it's like without the contact. So I fell into it and just went, wow, what about this sport? But the word, I think what a few people don't realise, and when we were signing up for the CrossFit Open was, you know, where's BK Athletics? BK Athletics isn't a CrossFit gym. Our CrossFit name is CrossFit Performance. And I came across that name when I was training in Milford with Jason Lydon, who owns CrossFit Milford. And I remember Janet was on the wall. I was trying to find my affiliate name and what it was going to be. And I was watching Janet when I was dating her and these other people do a workout. And it just came to me in an epiphany when I was watching people do wall balls. I said, performance, that's it, performance. That truly represents who I am, you know, be performance in life and in sport and helping people achieve that. So it was just an easy fit, and I get chills now thinking about that because that's truly what I want for everyone that I meet, is to help them get better performance in life. And be that a Spartan race, be that the CrossFit Games, be that a rugby game, be it, you know, mothering your children and being a better mother and a better father for your kids and family. So, you know, that's my, essence, true essence. By morphing from CrossFit Performance to BK Athletics, it's all the one place, and just helping people achieve. So, so, in a nutshell,
awesome.
Thanks
that
for asking.
Awesome. Oh, yeah. Awesome. How much time do we have?
We have 6 minutes.
Yeah, no, Ben, that was awesome, by the way. And you know, it's you know, that's the kind of thing that people at the BAM bootcamp will get. You know, that kind of not only fitness support, but life support. Because for me, you know, sometimes when I work out and I'm at that, you know, and it's in CrossFit or whatever you do, you know, you're running for time, or, you know, you have a goal of doing half marathon, there's that place where you feel like, uh-oh, I want to curse. Oh, shit, I can't do this anymore.
Right.
And for me, I love that place because that's when I push harder, because I believe that life happens outside of your comfort zone. So you have to push yourself to really be outside of that to see what possibilities lie ahead.
Yeah.
And for me, you know, coming here and doing chest to bar, stringing chest to bar, where I could never do that.
Right.
Then I can go home and, you know, maybe I want to do something and I'm afraid, or maybe I want to take a trip and I'm not sure. You know, that really empowers me to take risks in my life outside of here. And I feel like that's like such an important part of, you know, me being, you know, a coach or, you know, an instructor, really pushing people and helping them understand that, you know what, like, this is your place where you can push yourself and then take this out, you know, outside of your life. Because if you can do this program, it's only 30 days.
Yeah.
You know what? If you show up every day and if you, you know, apply yourself, if you buy the nutritional pack and really do it, next time you want to grab a candy, you grab the UCAN candy, you know, the UCAN bar.
Which is like a candy bar.
It is like a candy bar, right?
Best protein bar ever.
I know. You know, it's like that's, you can then in life, you know, if you have to ask for a promotion, if you want to change jobs because you're tired and you just want to be happy, maybe that will give you the encouragement.
It's interconnected, right?
It is.
Physical, mental, all of that works together. So I agree. It's a big push.
Thank you so much, yeah. Marla, for that. That was awesome. Abby, what gravitated you towards CrossFit or BK Athletics, like being that ballerina that you are, right?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think there is a misconception about ballet and that it's graceful, it's delicate, it's beautiful, and there's this softness to it, but I think in its essence...
There's insane dedication,
right,
there.
It's extreme dedication, it's gritty, it's bloody, and you're dancing through injuries, and there's something that's really intense about it.
Yeah.
So for me, my workouts, I was going to these things that seemed ballet-based and yoga and all this, and it just wasn't satisfying that need in me for that gritty side of ballet and that commitment, that kind of that next level push.
Mm.
When I was pregnant with my son, I said, that, you know, that's it. As soon as I have this baby, I'm gone. I'm going to sign up. I'm going to do CrossFit. And I came in here, and, you know, for me, I think also the technique I'm really interested in, and there's so much similarities in the technique of what you're doing and how you improve your body with good form that's so connected to ballet.
Right.
But, yeah, it's that push. It's pushing yourself to the next level, moving my body, and now in a way that's healthy and you know, prone to hypermobility. And this kind of strengthening and strength training for me has been incredible. Joint pain gone, and your knee issues gone, because I'm so much stronger. I'm just fitter and fuller as a person.
Mm.
So yeah, that's kind of the carryover.
That's awesome.
That makes me think of when, you know, I gave birth to my son. I was breastfeeding, and you know, for the I was working out and actually teaching classes up until my 8 months.
So I did the same thing.
Yeah.
A week before my due date, I think.
Yeah, exactly. And but then, you know, I was breastfeeding, and then I was experiencing a lot of back pain because you sort of hunched over. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Like I had a C-section, so I had a longer recovery, which I was still exercising. Like, you know, I was running outside a little bit, mm-hmm. and, you know, I had to keep moving. But once I started doing CrossFit, my back pain went away. And, you know, it's like your joint pain. You strengthen your muscles, strengthen your core, and really, rather than, because a lot of my clients say, oh, I can't do this because this hurts or that hurts. See, I'm...
Right.
90 seconds.
Okay.
So for me, it's like, you know, it's basically you improve through movement.
Exactly.
And you heal through movement.
Yes.
And you get better through movement.
A lot of time the pain is because of the lack of movement and not necessarily the workouts. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Cool.
This is awesome. I feel
I agree.
So I love it.
I feel so pumped up. Yeah, it could be the caffeine. I spiked your caffeine now.
Oh, thanks.
You don't need it, Marla. But ladies, thank you for spending the time today. I'm excited, super excited about you know, the initial BAM boot camp. And you can, if you want to join up for the BAM boot camp, just email admin@BK Athletics or call 203-292-8770. I sound like a sales rep. or contact BK Athletics. But there's going to be heaps of flyers around town, and we're going to promote the hell out of this and look to get it started with a bang and really make it some impact.
Started with a BAM.
With a BAM, exactly.
I like that.
Ladies, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you. Sign up.
Yeah. End episode. awesome. So,